spending time wishing you hadn't done something is spending time on something you can't change or control. It's over. All you can do is learn as much as you can learn from the experience, determine what, if any, changes you're going to make in your life as a result, and then use your self-control to move on. You cannot allow any mistake to weigh on you so heavily that you can't move forward and live a happy and fulfilling life. After going through the thought process described in this lesson, I wondered if others felt the same way. Then yesterday, a young lady left a comment in the comment section below my post titled Count Your Blessings. Here's what Versandra had to say. I share these sentiments in my book, Thank God for the Shelter, Memoirs of the Homeless Healer. Being homeless taught me to count my blessings each day. I wouldn't change those 9 months for the world. I am so much more connected with what the world really needs, hope. Love is wonderful, but when you have lost hope, you are in darkness. You're blind and wouldn't see love if it slapped you in the face. Thanks again for such great posts. I believe we would all live happier and more fulfilling lives if we stopped wishing we could change the past. Instead, be thankful for who we are and the experiences we've had, both good and bad. I have made the decision to no longer wish I could turn back the clock and do something over. I'm going to focus on learning from my mistakes of the past and concentrate on making the changes I need to make in order to become the person I want to be. I'm going to draw from all my experiences to fulfill my purpose, which is to live a happy, healthy, and fulfilling life. I challenge you to adopt my philosophy and follow my plan. Will you stop worrying about things you cannot change? Will you stop allowing things of the past to bring you down? Will you stop wishing you could turn back the clock and do something over? Let me encourage you instead to learn all you can from each experience and use your self-control. Do not allow it to bother you. And begin accepting yourself for who you are, blemishes and all, and live your life with purpose. With what you have learned from your life experiences, you have never been in a better position to achieve the things that are important to you. Don't wish you could turn back the clock and redo something that happened. Be thankful for the knowledge you have gained and how you can use that knowledge to become the person you want to be. Tell me about your commitment in the comment section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, today is a new day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. It can also be the beginning of a new chapter in your life.